We haven't heard the end of the case involving a toppled Confederate statue in Durham. Charges have been dropped against the eight people suspected of destroying the monument outside a Durham County Administration building last summer. The Durham County Sheriff pressed hard for felony charges against the suspects. Now he is failing to gather endorsements in the upcoming primary. Meanwhile, the district attorney who ultimately dropped the charges is being more widely endorsed. James Morrison takes a look at the lingering political impacts of the Durham Confederate Monument case.
Durham County Sheriff Mike Andrews quickly charged nine people with felonies for their role in destroying a Confederate monument last summer. But Durham District Attorney Roger Eccles soon dropped the felonies to misdemeanors. And once the trial failed to secure convictions for the first three defendants, he dropped all the charges. Speaking recently on Durham defense attorney Greg Doucette's podcast, Fisk Them All, Eccles said he considered the broader societal and legal context of the case when dropping charges.
There is no appropriate measure for citizens to petition local government for removal of any type of historical monument.
How each of these men handled this case could impact their political fates in the May 8 Democratic primary. The races will be decided in the primary because there are no Republicans running. Durham County resident Chris Clark told me he supports Andrews for his hardline approach to punish the demonstrators. He's voting against D.A. Eccles, who he believes bowed to political pressure when prosecuting the monument case.
Eccles should have prosecuted those people. And what I understand, Eccles had the opportunity and just didn't pursue it. I think he had other people telling him to back off.
Eccles flatly denies these claims. The district attorney is endorsed by two of Durham's three major political action committees, or PACs. Andrews, who was widely endorsed in 2014, has zero PAC support this year. Sheriff Andrews told me he did what he believed was right, and now all the PACs are backing his opponent, Clarence Burkhead, an African-American and former police chief in Hillsborough.
Do you think any of the endorsements has anything to do with this monuments case?
Possibly, because I did have people calling on me to drop the charges.
These calls came from at least one city councilman, according to Andrews. Numerous community members aligned with PACs also called on the sheriff to drop the charges, according to people I spoke with. Durham County Republican Chair Emmanuel Jarvis says these PACs control major voting blocks and regularly hand down marching orders to elected leaders.
There are powerful organizations within Durham that if you do not do what they want you to do, you will be a one-term official.
But what cynics call capitulation to powerful political groups, others call responsive governance. Keith Bishop is the political chair of one of Durham's largest and oldest PACs, the Durham Committee on the Affairs of Black People.
That particular incident required these public officials to recognize the changing climate of our culture and our attitudes about the issue of slavery and these monuments.
Bishop says the committee is not endorsing Sheriff Andrews because Durham citizens of all races want to move away from a culture that celebrates what Confederate monuments stand for.
To have a sheriff look to criminalize that type of adaptation was just problematic.
The committee just barely endorsed D.A. Eccles, according to Bishop, but another influential PAC in Durham, the People's Alliance, endorsed Eccles' opponent, Satana DeBerry. The People's Alliance failed to return numerous requests to comment on their endorsements. Bishop says the message to Eccles and Andrews is clear. They can't take PAC endorsements and votes for granted. One person who might want to heed this message is Judge Fred Battaglia. He tried the case and has been publicly critical of the DA since the trial. If he runs for re-election in the fall, he'll most certainly wear the political yoke of the Durham Confederate Monument case when he goes seeking endorsements from the city's powerful PACs. James Morrison, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.